to yourself that this was some kind of big celestial joke on you, that you announced your retirement from The Daily Show. And I see when you did, you said, it didn't appear that there was going to be anything wildly different about this election year. You had done four others. How's that working for you now?
Well, I mean, I think we talk about it as though it's something incredibly different, but in truth, how different is it, really? I mean, the media is, as usual, focused on the wrong things and abdicating responsibility for the general filtration of toxicity. You have enormous amounts of money flowing into crazy people who are channeling populace of years past. So I don't, you know, if you took Sarah Palin's head and jammed it onto Donald Trump's body, would it make any more sense? Probably not.
Look a little weird, though, I think.
I don't know that it would look any weirder.
Yeah, on that point, you once said, I assume there are bad actors in society. It's inherent in politicians to be disingenuous. I assume monkeys are going to throw shit. I get angrier at people who don't go, bad monkey. Create a distraction that allows it to be continued unabated.
Yeah.
How responsible is the media for Donald Trump?
Oh, I don't... Listen. I don't necessarily believe that a full-court press on his... untruthiness would necessarily change it. I mean, he was voted for, but I do think he is generally the conclusion to years of, he makes sense if you view it through the prism of talk radio. I like to drive, and so I listen to talk radio, and it is 24/7 of your country is being taken away from you. As far as I can tell, the conservative side or on the right side, they feel an ownership over America. They are the stewards of America. They are its forebearers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Republicans, conservatives love America. They just hate like 50% of the people living in it. So, in general...
Isn't part of their concern that that 50% is becoming, or whatever percent, is becoming a greater... We're becoming a much more diverse country.
Sure. So, yeah, no, nativism. Look, it's not as though this is inherent only to this country as well. Globalization has created this strange pushback throughout the entire world. You see a lot of countries retreating into nativism, into that type of really...
In fact, there are Trump-like characters all over Europe in different countries.
Yes, right, yes. He is. It's very similar to, I don't know if you ever saw Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Very similar. But no, it's, in some ways, it's a natural reaction to fear. Now, if you have that fear stoked on a daily basis at an incredibly high pitch, and this is not, we really need to do something about this country, we're facing some difficult problems. This is, you are run by a tyrant. He is going to take away your rights. We are falling. There are rapists and murderers at the border coming to kill you. If that's what you've been fed and that's what you're buying into, Donald Trump makes more sense than anybody else out there, because he's going, great, let's build the Visigoths are at the gate. Let's build a fucking wall and not let it. It makes total sense. What wouldn't make sense are the general Republican leadership going, there are Visigoths at the wall, they are here to kill you, let's try and not pass a new budget resolution. You know, that's, their rhetoric has never matched their action. Donald Trump is saying, oh, that's your rhetoric? Then yeah, let's
you
build
know, there
a wall.
Is there's a weird paradox in both his message and their attacks, which is, on the one hand, they say, well, the dictator is encroaching and threatening. On the other hand, their critique of the president is that he's feckless. And it's hard to be a feckless dictator.
Are you
unless you're Groucho Marx in duck soup.
Are you suggesting, sir, that there may be slight cognitive dissonance?
Well,
is that what you're suggesting? Because I will not sit here and be told, look, I don't even know that Donald Trump is eligible to be president. And that's not a birther thing. I don't know. Look, I'm not a constitutional scholar, so I can't necessarily say, but Can you, are you eligible to run if you are a man baby? Or a baby man? And again, I'm not here to be politically incorrect. If they're referred to as man baby Americans, but he is a man baby. He has the physical countenance of a man, and a baby's temperament and hands. So to have that together, I mean, for God's sakes, I should speak. So I do have a history with a man, and so in an effort of full disclosure, we made fun of him. And I think we referred to him as, you know, a boiled ham in a wig or something. Who knows? And so he tweeted at me because, as you know, great leaders
tweet. Yes.
Late at night. In fact, I remember Lincoln's Gettysburg tweet storm after he delivered.
That's why the address was so short. He had to do it in 140.
Yes. Yeah. Well, after the Gettysburg address, he tweeted out, "Emancipate this motherfucker." So Donald Trump tweeted John Leibowitz. He thought he's going to use my birth
name.
Which
your name?
Leibowitz. Yes. Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz is my full name. He was going to tweet that, and then he tweeted out, "Be proud of your heritage. Don't run away from who you are. By the way, he's overrated," or something. There's something along those lines.
Incisive.
It's very incisive, yeah. And so we thought, well, geez, let's answer. So we tweeted back to him, Donald Trump's real name, which I don't know if you even know this, is Fuckface Von Clownstick. And
the research you guys must do on that show is unbelievable. Yeah.
We have people, LexisNexis, I'll tell you that. And so we wanted to know why he was running away from the Von Clownstick heritage. And we got into this huge fight. And this...
Did he sue you? He tends to sue for people for things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that a man baby can be president. He's character is destiny. And he is the most thin-skinned individual. And look, you've been around politicians. You know they're thin-skinned. You know, yes. President Obama, for all his qualities that you love, gets angry. And certainly I've borne the brunt of that at times.
Yes, I've heard.
Yes. But I don't know that he has... And they keep saying, which I think is the most wonderful thing, don't worry, when he becomes president, he's going to be totally mature.
Well, he said being presidential is easy, and he'll do it at the appropriate time.
But what does that say about your constituency if what you're saying to them is, look, the only way that I can win this part of the race is by being an unrepentant, narcissistic asshole, because that's what my voters like. But once I have to appeal to everybody... I'll be cool.
Yeah. But the fact is that you look at all these exit polls from primary after primary, and the big number that he commands is he tells it like it is. He says stuff other politicians aren't willing to say. And you spoke earlier about people who are frightened, you know, because of these changes in the economy that have left them without the kind of future that they thought they would have. And they're eating that up.
Right. But that, again... And this gets to the point of...
Authenticity is what they say.
This gets to the point, though, of the press versus the campaign. And what we see in the press is they're covering the campaign, but they're not covering veracity or, you know... So the exit polls say this is what people think, then someone in the press has to come out and go, wow, people must be assholes, because that's not okay to think. You know, it's not okay to have nostalgia for the Mad Men society and think that ignorance is virtue. And they have twisted this around so that his ignorant pronouncements are somehow a sign of great character. It's like where I grew up, when people go like, hey, look, no disrespect. I'm not saying your mother's a whore. I'm saying, and you're like, I think that's what you're saying.
The difference is he would just say your mother's a whore.
Right. But when he says, you know, people are so nervous, see, here's what's so amazing about this. So the whole idea of political correctness is everybody's so sensitive. Just get over it. You know, why should African Americans be so sensitive about police shootings? Why do they have to be so sensitive about years of systemic racism creating economic disparity? Come on, I'm not a slave owner. Donald Trump couldn't handle us making a joke about him. Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter did a joke about Donald Trump's hands 25 years ago. He's still not fucking over it.
And his hands aren't any bigger.
So Muslims, not true, by the way. He actually did
finger
a deal,
extensions.
Trump International. And if you see them now, they say Trump and go left. Built. But the idea being that Muslims, hey man, he's saying is they're evil and shouldn't be allowed in this country. He's just telling it like it is. But God forbid you say happy holidays in December. It's fucking war. So who is it who's exactly sensitive here? We're only talking about what are the trigger points. And the trigger points to me seem to be on one side grounded in a certain reality of life that only those with no experience or empathy towards what those individuals are going through are having. And the other seems to be a clinging to a societal paradigm that just doesn't exist anymore and probably never did. When was America great? What is this time that he speaks of? 81 to 82? Like, what are we talking about? And who took your country away from you?
Yeah.
Whose is it?
Yeah.
Take up the argument with the founders. Take it up with the Age of Reason. That's the, you know, all men are created equal. That's fucked the whole thing up.
Yeah. This election, though, you say it's not much different. Trump has basically embraced that tactic. I mean, he is relentless. He is ubiquitous. He is out there all the time.
He's just learned how to, he's just doing judo against them. What works for 24-hour network? What is it incentivized for? It is incentivized for, here's what you would want it to be incentivized for, clarity. It is incentivized for what? Conflict. The voices that are amplified are the ones that are the most conflict-oriented, the most extreme. Those are the guys that get the airtime. So if they're incentivized for conflict, Trump is not playing this like everybody keeps talking about. He's amazing. He's not. This is the first season of Survivor. This is reality show 101.
Right.
I'm going to be an enormous dick at the beginning of the show to get all this attention. And then once I make it to final counsel, then I'm going to reveal. What's the guy's name? Johnny Fairplay. He's Johnny Fairplay. He's the guy who said, oh, my grandmother died. And don't vote me out. And then finally, when he got to the final tribal council, that's what he's playing.
What